Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, it's the ultimate dilemma. You finally found the perfect pair of jeans, but now the real challenge begins. What shoes should you pair with them? Runners don't quite suit straight leg jeans, but can you still rock boots with flared styles? We're going to answer all of these questions now because Aoife Dunican is here from the Style Bob on social media. That's how you'll find Aoife. This is a minefield, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's such a minefield, Claire. And, you know, they say shoes make or break an outfit, but with jeans, it's even more store because we've got wide leg, bootleg, carrot. Hate to say the marmite of jeans, the
carrot.
Horseshoe jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
But are they the same as barrel leg?
I'm wearing today. Very comfortable. We've got skinny, we've got straight leg. So the list goes on and on. And what happens is that so many people reject a new style of jean all because the shoes are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in a dressing room with people and they say, Aoife, no way. And then I'll show them a boot and it's transformational. I once myself had a bootleg jean cut to go with a runner. I ruined the jean, Claire, and never wore it again. So it's important to, it's all about balance. And not every runner goes with every jean. But if you love a runner and jean look, it's about the type of runner and the type of jean.
Well, now you say it's all about balance. So explain how that works.
Okay, so if we take a wide leg or a carrot leg jean or wide leg, you know, you might say to yourself, gosh, that's very voluminous. But there's two things that make that really flattering on the body. So first of all, the ankle, by the way, is the most underrated part of the body. It's also probably our most slimmest part. So what I do, what I'm wearing today is with a wide leg jean, I crop it a little bit above the ankle and then I take a boot with a tight shaft, right? So this morning I'm walking my dog in my chunky boot. But you see, Claire, it's really
slim
tight
on, the
ankle. So it kind of emulates that slimness at the ankle.
But can you see the top of the boot then?
No, you're just going to, you're literally showing the top of the ankle bone. So I get a lot of my kind of wide leg either full length or I get them just chopped the top of the ankle.
So there's no gap between the jeans and the boot.
No,
you don't want
no
to see
sandwich.
That.
There's no sandwich, right? Now, that brings me to my next point, because what happens is that the reason someone says to me, well, if I'm wearing my shorter jeans and my white trainers, you know, how does that work? Because sometimes a white trainer and a sock doesn't look well.
Mm.
So that's why I love the elegant trainer. I don't have white trainers, Claire, because I love my ankles to be very warm. So I will take an elegant trainer with a wide leg jean, but I will add a darker sock.
Okay.
Add that darker sock.
So what you have there now, because you have these, you're showing them to us in the studio, but not everybody has the benefit of watching. So that is like, what would you get? A green and wine.
Green and burgundy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've added a dark grey sock,
mm-hmm.
right? And so what happens is that I'm showing my ankle bone. These go lovely and toasty up to my knees and it elongates my foot.
And what jeans are you wearing with that?
So I'm wearing a straight leg, slightly cropped jean. So
it's not bunching on the ankle or on, you don't
bunching,
want that.
Bunching, Claire, is not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a thing where, you know, like it's like a chunky trainer with a wide leg. It can work. But if there's, you've an awful lot of width then at the bottom, right?
You don't want that.
You don't want that because what it does is that it shortens your legs. So, you know, although I'm 5'7", I'm all torso, a shorter leg. So I always look to elongate, use my shoes to elongate
mm-hmm.
my leg. So when I'm talking about the tighter shaft at the ankle, or that could be like a chunky boot here, or you see I've got my cowboy boot here that I wear in my bootleg jeans. It really lengthens the leg. So
yeah,
that's
now
important.
Before I come on to the shape of the boot, I just want to go back to the runner, because when I'm reading about this, sometimes I read about low profile runners. Is that what you have there? Because I don't know what that is.
I'm calling this my elegant technical runner.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
which
what
means
it is.
That it doesn't have a bulky sole.
It's not chunky.
Mm.
Now, if you do like a chunky trainer, I'm holding a chunky trainer in my hand. I still personally prefer, if I was to pick one jean today, Claire, that goes with everything, I would pick a straight leg jean that's slightly cut above the ankle or just maybe at the ankle bone. Because then the chunky trainer, it's not puddling on top of it. It's when it's puddling on top, it's not a great look.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's that really long wide jean, I do love what we call the elegant trainer. So I kind of keep both. But the straight leg jean is great because if you're somebody who loves, you know, like a jean in a boot, you can stick the straight leg jean in. If you love a heel with the jean, a heel looks very elegant with the straight leg jean, much more so than a skinny.
Mm-hmm. What about the kitten heels?
Love a kitten heel. So when I travel and I'm going out at night and I'm doing the jeans, a nice top look, I will take a kitten heel or a block heel. I love my silver for summer. So I can fly. I mean, I was in London recently and I was going out and I flew through the tube stations with my kitten heel and I was really comfortable. But a kitten heel, you could do a kitten heel boot or you can do a kitten heel shoe. And I just find it more comfortable. But the straight leg jean, it just looks really flattering and very modern.
Mm-hmm. So you can get away with that. Now, let's come back to these boots. And the reason I want to talk about the shape of the toe is because with the flares, you're not allowed, let me get this right,
yeah.
Not allowed to wear a big round toe boot with flares. Is that right?
Do you know what happens is that the flares come down and you have two little shoes showing. That's basically, you kind of cut yourself.
The roundness of the flare and then the roundness of the boot. So
yeah.
That's not going to work. So you need a pointed boot.
You need a pointed boot. So either boot or something with kind of a long front on it here. So, you know, I've got my cowboy boot type here with the long front. So when I put my long flare jean over it, I've got a nice little point coming out. That just looks really well. Again, it lengthens my leg and I just feel cool in it.
Yeah.
If I wear my kind of rounded toe here, this is a little bit more rounded, it just doesn't work, you know.
It's so complicated, isn't it?
It is so complicated. But if you were to take two things away this morning, buy your straight leg jean. When you're buying your chunky boot or your kind of other boot, think of the tight shaft.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a session recently with six women and I told them about the sock boot. A very complicated sock boot, just tight on the ankle. And they said, even
they're great boots, so they go with everything.
They go with everything. And all six of them actually came back to me and said, now we know how to wear those kind of wider crop jeans because it's all about the balance. It's the long toe puts the balance into a wider look.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line.
You know, the new trend for very wide jeans, like
yeah.
wide straight leg jeans, they were around in the 90s. You know, people got them soaking wet in puddles and you ended up very uncomfortable. But they're back. So what do you do? What do you wear with those things?
So with those, I have a lot of clients that would be commuting to work with kind of wide legs and they want to wear trainers. So sometimes you can get a platform trainer if you want to change into heels, something like that. But again, the platform trainer, I know I'm reusing the word elegant again, still should be nice and long and elegant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I if you do a very big round toe chunky and again, the jean is puddling down, you're just adding width and it's not going to elongate the leg. And I can tell you, if anybody's listening that's got shorter legs, it's so important. Not, for example, you talk about the black suede boot. When I wear a darker jean and I feel I want to elongate my leg, I look for a darker trainer or boot because it'll lengthen my leg and continue that line.
Mm.
And that's, I know it's complicated. But
maybe
that really
we shouldn't
helps.
Be wearing those very wide jeans then. Leave them for the teenagers.
No, Claire, you're going to look fabulous in those wide leg jeans. No, I love it. I mean, what I do is I put them on and I take my little kitten heel pointy toe or my kitten heel boot and I feel great. I'm not walking the dog in them,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if I need to feel elevated with a wide leg pair of jeans, that's what I'll do.
Bit of a heel.
With the heel. But if I was to just really feel comfortable, I know that my straight leg jean will go with everything.
Let's talk about skinny jeans. Are they banned now? Are they gone? I saw a bit about they're making a comeback on some of the catwalks, but I mean, they have to be very specific now about how we wear them, right?
They are. So skinny are back. Right. It'll take a little bit of time. But what I'll say about skinny jeans, now, the reason why I probably don't wear them is that I often find that they weren't extremely flattering on me. But if I was to buy a pair of skinny jeans again, which I probably will end up doing, I love them worn a bit differently than the first time round. So again, I probably put them into a high boot or I probably put them into like a little boot or else what I really would do is avoid it altogether and go for what I call a skinny straight, which means it's not tight at the ankle. You're still having that lovely skinny silhouette, but it's just a little bit wider at the ankle to wear every shoe
mm-hmm.
possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, if you feel, oh my gosh, I kept my old skinnies, what happens, Claire, is a bit like the flare that comes back. If you had them from 20 years ago, technology's moved on.
They just look slightly different.
They look different. And I will say to you, they're more comfortable. I have been there, bet into skinny jeans, very uncomfortable, but now there's great stretch in jeans. So I think if you've kept your old ones, great, and they still work. But I say to some of my clients, try it in a boot or maybe try it with an oversized blazer to make it look a bit more modern.
Right.
You know,
okay.
But they are back.
They are back. And we have a pair of men's brown shoes up on the table to bring us lots of good luck. Tell us your view on men's brown shoes.
Well, they're very well polished for a start. I'm very impressed. So what I like about these shoes is that they are a dark brown. They're not, you know, that kind of dirty tan that I'm not a fan of. So I'm here with a dark navy jean.
Yeah.
So I think a dark navy jean, especially when I work with people in a smart casual environment, it's more formal than your kind of lighter wash. So you can see the way these two go together. But I would not push this with a faded jean.
Okay.
Right. It would look a bit off. A faded jean, Claire, is very casual, you know.
See, men's brown shoes have had a lot of bad press because, you know, that stereotype from the wedding with the navy suit and the brown belt and the brown shoes. That's a no-no, is it?
Do you know what? I'm not a fan of that look, okay, the traditional brown with the blue. But I have to admit, a beautiful look, and I've done it in lots of men, is this colour shoe with a dark grey jean. This is stunning with grey. Really just very elegant. And I think everyone, by the way, if I was to save a pair of jeans in the fire, it'd be my grey jeans because grey is fabulous with colour. But these are well polished, Claire. They're not that dirty tan that I think just gives brown shoes a bad name.
Right. So I thought you'd be totally anti brown shoes. I'm very surprised. So you can wear them with the dark navy jeans and with the grey jeans.
Yes.
And that's fine.
Yeah. I just don't like the camely dirty jeans with the light blue.
About the tan chinos with the with the brown shoes?
Again, I'd go very dark with the brown shoe. Right. These are just about hitting the mark. OK, but they're well polished. And like I said, a scuffed shoe doesn't have a good look. But I think the darker the shoe, it's more elegant. You know, but they do get a bad name, but it depends on the quality and the cut of the shoe.
Stylish and diplomatic. Aoife, thank you so much. Aoife Dunigan. Don't forget, the Style Bob is where you can find Aoife online. Back after this break with Callan's Kicks.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.